Welcome to Twist for the week of February 5th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're focusing on corporate income tax developments while covering various bills related to unitary combined reporting, a decision from the New York Tax Appeals Tribunal addressing whether a combined group qualified for a lower corporate franchise tax rate applicable to qualified emerging technology companies, and a decision from the Missouri Administrative Hearing Commission holding that REIT dividends are deductible. First, the Missouri Administrative Hearing Commission recently concluded that dividends received from a Missouri REIT were deductible in determining Missouri taxable income. REIT dividends are not treated as dividends for purposes of the deduction allowed under Internal Revenue Code Section 243. The outcome of the decision centered upon whether dividends that are not treated as dividends for purposes of IRC Section 243 were nevertheless deductible in determining Missouri taxable income. Because the Missouri statute allows a deduction for corporate dividends not deductible under federal law, the commission concluded that the statute was intended to capture dividends, like the REIT dividends, that could not be deducted from federal income. The New York Tax Appeals Tribunal has upheld an administrative law judge determination that a taxpayer combined group was not a qualified emerging technology company, or QETC, able to use the lower corporate rate applicable to qualified New York manufacturers for the 2012 through 2014 tax years at issue. The tribunal ultimately agreed with the ALJ's conclusion that each and every member of a combined group tested separately must be a QETC for the group to be considered a QETC. This position, the tribunal noted, was incorporated into the newly adopted corporate tax regulations, although those regulations are not applicable to pre-2015 tax years. The tribunal also rejected the taxpayer's assertion that the QETC group members individually could take advantage of the lower rate. This position was inconsistent with the rules addressing how a combined group computes its franchise tax liability and would, in essence, decombine the group without express permission. Finally, state legislatures are generally back in session or soon will be in certain states. One state tax topic that's always of interest to multi-state taxpayers is proposed bills to shift states to mandatory unitary combined reporting. We've highlighted a few proposals that would implement combined reporting or make changes to existing combined reporting rules. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.